It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 2016 marks the 100th anniversary of the pivotal event that led to the establishment of the Republic of Ireland, one in a long line of Irish efforts to regain freedom from Britain. In 1916, a ragtag group of poets and artists organized a revolution to take a stand in Dublin, and they were crushed. But the aftermath of that rising led to the Irish Revolution, which led to the establishment of the Irish Republic as we know it today. Pittsburgh has a big plan for that anniversary, and tied to it, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day parade's theme will be in remembrance of the Easter Rising. I'm joined now in studio by Sarah McAuliffe-Bellin, one of the co-chairs of the Pittsburgh 1916 Easter Rising Committee and the 2016 St. Patrick's Day Parade Grand Marshal. Sarah McAuliffe-Bellin, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's a pleasure to be here, Paul.
Tell us the story of the Easter Rising and how it manifested.
Well, to give you a brief synopsis, the Easter Rising came about primarily because there were, as you and your listeners may know, there were several attempts to get Home Rule passed by the British Parliament in the run-up to World War One, and it became quite apparent to many people in Ireland that Britain was never going to really pass Home Rule. The Unionists in the north of Ireland were against the Home Rule. They had signed an Ulster Covenant pledging their allegiance to Great Britain. So there came about a group of men who saw England's coming into the World War One as a good opportunity to strike a blow for Irish freedom. So plans were laid out starting in about 1914 to form a rebellion, and several of the men, the signatories of the proclamation, started planning what was to occur, and they chose Easter 24th, 1916, as the time to strike. So that seemed to be, how that came about in a very short synopsis of the Easter Rising.
And even the Irish, I guess, were looking to England's enemy, the Germans, to support them in this effort?
Yes. So what happened was that efforts and communications were launched between Ireland and in America, John Devoy of Clan na Gael, to communicate with the Germans to have arms, and at that point they were hoping to have troops as well come to Ireland and to help in efforts to fight for the Irish.
And did that happen?
Not really. The one thing we have to remember about the Easter Rising is that I think that the signatories, for the most part, knew that this was not going to be a winnable battle. But they did reach out to the Germans, and the Germans had agreed to ship arms to Ireland it was called the Odd, and Sir Roger Casement had led that effort in communicating with the Germans, and he came back to Ireland off the coast of Ireland with the arms, and the ship was actually scuttled because there was a problem with where it was supposed to land, and they got their signals mixed. And the British at that point became aware that the ship was in Irish water, so they ended up scuttling the Odd, and the arms were lost.
How many died during the Easter Rising?
For civilians, that's a good question. I'm not really good about the specific numbers. I would say probably a couple of thousand people. I know there were probably more civilians killed than army troops or the Irish rebels, but a significant number.
Even though the rebellion failed, what did it lead to?
The rebellion carried the torch that was had been, as Pierce noted, Patrick Pierce noted, this was to be that generation's opportunity to seek to free their free the bonds of Ireland from Britain. So even though they knew that ultimately it would be a failure militarily, they felt that if they could last a week, it would light the fire of Irish nationalism eventually. So what it led to was that sense amongst the great majority of the Irish people that England was a country that needed to disembark itself from Ireland, and that the Irish people should be entitled to self-determination.
How do these events inspire Irish Americans to this day?
Well, you know, it's not only been to this day. It's just been for many, many, many years. We see what the leaders of the Easter Rebellion started as part of the stepping stone toward Irish reunification across the whole island. So it is important to many, many Irish Americans that what these men did was something that should be carried down and acknowledged for their sacrifice.
And the six counties of Northern Ireland remain part of the United Kingdom. How much is the 100th anniversary commemoration of the Easter Rising being done with an eye toward making all of Ireland free and independent?
Well, I suppose it depends on who you talk to.
Well, I'm talking to you, Sarah.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the people in Ireland. So, there's a great majority of the population in the north of Ireland that would like to see reunification happen. And there is also a significant number that don't want anything to do with reunifying in Ireland, and they prefer to maintain the status as it is as being part of the United Kingdom.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about on the eve of Pittsburgh St. Patrick's Day parade, plans for the 100th anniversary, the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the 1916 Easter Rising. Pittsburgh has its own Easter Rising committee, and we're talking with Sarah McAuliffe-Bellin, one of the co-chairs, who also happens to be the Grand Marshal for tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day parade. How will the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising be celebrated in Pittsburgh, Sarah?
We've decided that we were going to do an entire weekend, and we would celebrate the Rising in a number of ways. So, as you mentioned at the outset, a number of the signatories to the proclamations were teachers and poets. And so we have incorporated for Friday evening, April 15th, performances by Pittsburgh Irish and Classic Theater of some of the poetry and songs and events, reenactment of some of the events that happened, such as the reading at the graveside of Donovan Rossa by Patrick Pierce. So we're doing a dramatic event Friday evening. And Saturday we have two things going on, which I think should be interesting. If you can't find something of interest over this weekend, I don't know what you'll find.
This is mid-April we're talking about.
This is mid-April, April 15th to the 17th. So for April 16th, which is the Saturday, we will have an exhibition of the Gaelic football and hurling. And that's going to be over at Couples Field down here on the south side. And that's actually free to anybody that wants to attend. So we will have the men's Irish football squad. They will scrimmage with Cleveland, and the women's Irish football squad will do an intra-squad scrimmage. And then there will be the Pittsburgh Pukas, which is the hurling club. They will be also scrimmaging with the University of Pittsburgh, their club hurling team. So we'll have that, and then we will have the evening of the 16th, a Kaylee in Lawrenceville at the Teamsters Temple. And that is open to everybody. You don't have to know how to be a dancer, and a Kaylee dancer, but we'll have traditional Irish session music. We will have a caller, and that will be Liz Shovlin from Shovlin School of Irish Dance. And there will be food and drinks provided. That's all part of the event price.
Sounds like a good time. Now, before I let you go, I'm wondering how the parade tomorrow will be tying in some of the events of the 1916 Easter Rising.
That's the whole theme of our parade this year. So that's something that is being that was acknowledged from the very beginning. So some of our participants will be passing out information about 1916 and the commemoration. There will be banners, and there will be people probably wearing things like I'm wearing today, like my pin and
explain
and other
the pin
items.
That you're wearing.
So the pin says Easter 1916, Pittsburgh remembers. And the pin is, the background is the Irish tricolor, and superimposed on that is the lily, the Easter lily, which is the symbol for Irish republicanism. So we, one of our steering committee members designed it, and that's our trademark for the Easter Rising weekend.
Remembering the 1916 Easter Rising, there will be a commemoration of the 100th anniversary of that event in April here in Pittsburgh, but it will also be tied in, as you just heard, a big part of the theme of this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is happening tomorrow in downtown Pittsburgh. We've been talking with the Parade Grand Marshal and also one of the co-chairs of the Pittsburgh 1916 Easter Rising Committee, Sarah McAuliffe-Bellin. Sarah McAuliffe-Bellin, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. More Essential Pittsburgh coming up, including a preview of the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's spring repertory. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.